Remain standing to hear the word of God. It's going to come to us this morning from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house." Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Holy, gracious God, we want to know you more intimately. We want to love you more intensely. We want to follow you more deeply. May your Holy Spirit come and instruct us in those things this morning, that we might be transformed to be more like Jesus. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Hey, friends, welcome. Good morning. How are you doing? Everybody okay?
A little low affect today.
I want to thank, has our music been like awesome this morning or what? It's been so good. Thank you, Mark and Natalie and Michael and Jared. Really, really appreciate that. And I also want to welcome you. If you're here, a first-time visitor, welcome very much. But I am going to say, you should have come the last 6 weeks, because over the last 6 weeks, we had a series of dramas. We are creatively interacting with the scripture. Today, hi, it's just me. Yep, it's me in the old podium. It's sermon time. However, I am really hoping today to start an important conversation for our community that we want to have, not just today, but throughout the summer, a conversation you are going to be invited into. And I found a good starting point for this conversation in this blog that I came across. I am not a blogging person. I don't like read blogs. I don't do blogs. I imagine all kinds of blogs I would write and the names of my blogs, but I don't blog. But somebody sent me a blog. So out of like, I don't know, a sense of like, okay, I'll look at this. And the blog was three things that are sabotaging the church's future. Three things that are so little and gay. I was like, oh, what is sabotaging the church's future? That sounds interesting. Here's what they are. You might not find them interesting at first. You're going to be like, that sounds boring. But here's what it is. One, confusing the method with mission. Okay? Confusing the method with mission. Hang with me. Don't glaze over yet. Two, failure to clarify what the mission is. What's the real mission? Three, unwillingness to change the method to support the real mission. So I thought these were pretty good and a good launching point for what I want to share with you this morning. Because the first one, confusing the method with the mission. Now method is what helps you accomplish the mission. Mission is why you exist, right? And the problem is, he says, we get fond of the method and forget the mission. And we refuse to change the method and the mission dies. And the example he uses for this is Kodak. You guys remember Kodak? Or Kodiak, as Dylan Rook thought it was earlier this week. Kodak, the film company, do you remember that? They went out of business because they point number two, failure to clarify what the mission is. Kodak wasn't sure, were they in the film business or the photography business? And if they thought they were in the film business, well, film became obsolete, and they also became obsolete. If they would have said, we are in the photography business, maybe they would have changed and still be around today. But they didn't do they were unwilling to change their method to support what should have been their mission. So obviously, he's equating this to the church, and he's right on. He's spot on. We are in love with our methods, which are like hundreds of years old. Big churches and cathedrals, Organ music? Where do you hear organ music outside of church? Nowhere. Sunday schools, programs, professional clergy with all the answers, sermons. Oh, these are all methods the church has utilized for hundreds of years trying to support the mission of Jesus, which is, just a reminder, Jesus' mission. Love God, love others, and in doing that, thereby like making followers of Jesus. That's it. That's been the mission for 2,000 years. But the methods have needed to change over the course of those 2,000 years. So here is a good example in the news recently of method over mission. There was a Catholic church in Boston, Massachusetts that was told it was going to be sold about around 2002. Now this was during the time where there was the sex scandals in Boston. The Catholic Church was facing declining attendance, financial issues. They were closing a lot of churches. But the church members obviously didn't want to close, and they didn't want to sell their building. So what they did is they occupied its space for 4,234 days in order to not be shut down. And what I mean by that is they had someone present on the building grounds 24/7 for 11 and a half years until they finally exhausted all its legal resources and recently had its last mass. Now, I want to say there's a value there. There's a value there, and there's a certain amount of faithfulness on the part of this congregation. But I want to ask the question, is the value and faithfulness misplaced? Could it have been better utilized? Did they confuse the method of this church building with the mission? Now, there's some good things that are here that they did, because they were a lay-led church during that entire time. They didn't have any professional clergy. They ran their own mass. But did they need to even remain in the building to do this? Was the mission of God advanced, or did the method of meeting in a large church building overwhelm the mission? You see, a church is in a tough space because the culture is changing rapidly. Postmodernism, millennialism, technologyism. I mean, these are all having a huge impact on our culture, and the church is having a really difficult time figuring out how to stay relevant. What are the new methods needed to support the mission? Now, so this got me thinking of hot methods, excuse me. Don't Google that. This got me thinking about hot metal methodology. What has been our methodology over the very short 14 years that we have been alive, so to speak? Often, I have said this, our mission statement in those 14 years has not changed. What we came up with in those early years has remained the same, but our method to accomplish that mission has been an almost continuous change, almost to the point of exhaustion, right? It has been continuously changed, but the mission has always been that we would be a bridge to Jesus Christ through participating in communion, welcoming all into community, listening and having compassion, growing in our faith, and sharing the story of Jesus with the Southside, surrounding neighborhoods, and the entire world. It's on our song sheet every week. It's on our website. It is our mission. But our method to accomplish that mission has changed over and over again. It's kind of like the iOS updates, you know, you get on your phone. And, you know, it comes and you're like, really? Again? I have to, like, update this thing again? It gets so annoying. And so there was Hot Metal 1.0, HM 1.0. And that was church in the cafeteria. That was taking it to the street, meeting in the tattoo shop, coffee shop. We had what we called the traveling road show. We had Bible Fight Club. How do we reach out was our constant thought. Institutional partnerships helped to get us going. And we said, the church is not a building. And then there was HM 2.0. And in that period of time, we had like our apprenticeship program and leadership development and structural development. How do we organize to carry out this mission? Community partners who can come alongside us and nurture the mission, like the Brashear Association. And then
there was HM 3.0, where we decided, well, the church sometimes is a building, and we bought this place. And we were out on the patio in the cold, but we've had increased outreach to homeless and to disenfranchised people. We have the table twice a week. We support the Lazarus Fund of the Presbytery. We host community in this space. We have AA meetings here, SA meetings here. We have an Al-Anon meeting that's going to start. We have another program called Circles that's helping ex-offenders get jobs that's also going to meet in here. I mean, there's almost not one day of the week that some community group is not using this space. And then there was HM 3.1, I'm calling this one, where a couple years ago, we went through a discernment process. And we realized that in our first three incarnations, that we took on a lot of staff and a lot of expenses to support our methods. And we reconfigured things. And we cut our budget to be more sustainable. And we eliminated a couple staff positions and created teams, a food team, a music team. It wasn't easy, but it increased the involvement of the participation of people in this community. And Jen had to get very creative because we cut her position too, if you'll remember. But she route, you remember that? Yeah, I remember too. But she rallied the partnerships that she had developed and she raised her own funds to keep her as a pastor of this community. So what is next? What is the next operating system? What wants to emerge in the next phase of living out the mission of Hot Metal? What new methods and forms do we need to consider in order to fulfill the mission of this community? Well, our leadership has been working on HM 4.0. The operating system is not quite online yet. It's in a process of discernment. But they've recently decided that we're going to plot a new course for our community over the next year and a half. So this operating system might come online around January of 2018. So we got some time to work with this and sort out what this looks like. But in that time, three things are going to happen. We're going to look closely at our mission and the methods that we use to carry out that mission. And then we're going to look for partners that we can develop with others that support that mission. And we're going to look how to involve you in deeper participation as a member of this community. Now, this is the part where I want to go into my David Bowie and go, ch-ch-ch-changes. But I won't go there. Well, I guess I just did. Because look, the truth of this is some of our operating system reevaluation is motivated by our financial realities. And we've been talking about this as a church over the course of the last year. And if you've been to our all-church meeting or you're on council or finance, you've heard us talk about how we need to become a more sustainable structure. We need to find more sustainable methods of moving forward. If you were at the all-church meeting last year, you heard we had budget A and budget B, and we weren't sure which one we were going to live into over the course of 2016. We're still sorting that out. But this church has been very blessed to have two full-time pastors ever since the beginning, ever since its inception. It's part of our DNA that Jim Walker and I were going to start this together. And when Jim left, we were fortunate enough to be able to hire Mike as full-time and super fortunate enough to have a pastor who just won't let go of this place and will raise her own money. So we have such a strong pastoral staff, and it's a Jesus thing, right? Send them out by twos. Luke chapter 10 talks about this. Jesus saying, I'm going to send you out in twos. But here's the financial reality, friends, is a church of our size does not typically have two full-time pastors. The other reality is that our level of giving does not sustain our current staff model. And look, that's okay. That's okay. This is not about saying, I'm not up here saying, give us more money so we can sustain two full-time pastors. Well, we tried that already. And I believe we're doing the best that we can. And we've been blessed with the ability to support this ministry over the years in a variety of different ways. But the truth is, two full-time pastors takes up most of the budget. So it's time to think about a new method, a form, to support the ongoing mission in creative and sustainable ways. It's kind of like the church needs to move into like Uber models and Airbnb models of operating. I don't know what those are yet, but I think that's part of what we need to discern moving forward. What's the next thing for the church? So the council of Hot Metal has decided that part of this will be restructuring our staff. That we're going to have a new staff structure by January 2018. One that will not revolve around two full-time pastors. A new structure that's got to emerge to support our current mission. It's not about finding money to keep the old method moving forward. It's about finding the method that keeps Hot Metal supporting and carrying out its mission for years to come. Let me repeat that. It's about finding the method that keeps Hot Metal supported and carrying out its mission for years to come. So Luke chapter 10, Jesus was doing exactly that. He was introducing a new method for the mission. Think about it. Up to this point, they had traveled as a group. And they've been growing and growing. So at this point, there's like at least 72 of them, because that's what it says Jesus sent out. And now they've been traveling as a group and growing together, and Jesus says, hey, I'm going to send you guys out in twos. Basically, he's breaking up the band, and he's sending them out in twos. And it said he sent them ahead to towns he was about to go to, preparing the way. And you know what? I bet this upset some people. I bet there are a few disciples that are like, whoa, 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 Jesus. We've never done it this way before. Whoa, hold on, Jesus. I like the old way. Or, Jesus, why did you stick me with Thaddeus? Change can be hard. Going with nothing can be hard. They were sent out with nothing. Relying on others is hard. New methods, new ideas, new staff structures can be hard. But it can also be good. Hot Metal 1.0 would have ceased to exist a long time ago if we never upgraded our operating system. That goes for 2.0 and 3.0 as well. So here's the process. Over the next 18 months, as I said, there are three things we want to do. We want to engage in our understanding of what is our mission? Who are we? What part of our mission is God calling us more deeply into now? We're going to review and discuss that. We're already in the process of doing that as a staff, as a council, and we want to involve you in that process too. Second thing we want to do is to seek partnerships with other churches and ministries that can support that mission. And the last thing is that deepening your participation in the mission and creating more resources for you to do so. Because this sending out in twos thing, it's still part of our DNA. We're sent out together, not alone. And often we're sent out not just in twos, but in threes or fours or sometimes 11s. We do this as community, music team, a food team, a homeless team, a Pine Ridge mission team, a Chiapas mission team. We do this together. So here's my invitation for you to join this conversation. On Wednesday nights in July, we're going to have what we're calling listening cafes. Yes, I know it sounds very NPR. We'll be having listening cafes throughout different parts of the city. We're a scattered community, which is great. So every Wednesday night, we're going to have a different coffee shop where we're going to set up, and you're invited to come. July 6th, we're going to do it right here on the south side at Big Dog. July 13th, we're going to be on the north side at Commonplace, Frank and Bell's coffee shop. July 20th, most likely we're going to be at Tazadoro over in the East End. And July 27th, we're going to be somewhere in the South Hills, because we got a lot of folks out there in the South Hills, haven't exactly figured out where we're going to meet. So you're invited to come to one of those. Please don't sign up for all four. I mean, unless you're really, passionate about this. But you're invited to come to one of those. And I already have like some sign-up sheets in the back. And Mike will send out fancy internet things so that you can sign up online for you people that like to do that kind of thing. But please come and be a part of the conversation. And the conversation we want to have with you at those listening cafes is starting with our mission. It's about what the mission of this church is. Who are we now? Where should we press into? What do you see in this community? Where is God calling us into deeper places of mission?
Talking about going from two full-time pastors to who knows what. We're not trying to imagine what that might be. It's open-ended because we want this to be a spirit-led thing. And both Mike and myself and Jen, who is a deep part of this process too, are holding very loosely to what could be. We don't know what could be, but we feel very strongly that God is calling us in this direction, and we have peace about that. I have peace about that. You have some peace about that, Jen?
Sure.
She's going to go. She's going to go with me on that one. So you're invited to converse with us, but you're also invited to pray with us and pray for us as a community as we sort out what is next, what method, what creative ways of loving God and loving others is Jesus calling us to now. Would you pray with me? Holy, holy, gracious God, we give you thanks so much for this day, for drawing us together. I thank you so much for all the different operating systems of Hot Metal Bridge over the years. And whatever may be next, O Lord, we entrust that to your care, that as we look back, we see all the signposts of faithfulness, how you have led us through so many places and have continued to call us into deeper places of mission with you and with each other. Show us now what that mission is to be as we move forward. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.